Welcome, everyone, to the SI Media Podcast. I am your host, Jimmy Trana. Yes, live edition, new edition, I should say. The last week of 2019, the week of New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. We have a new episode, but not a traditional episode. No guests, first time ever for me. No guests, just going to riff about a couple of things here and get into something that I did on Twitter. Talk about a couple of media things, and maybe a surprise for you at the end. We'll see. But before we get into some media things going on, I just want to tell you that we did a year in review. I did a year in review episode with Andrew Marchand and John Oran of Sports Business Journal a couple of weeks ago. So if you haven't heard, it's a 2019 year in review for sports media. Went through the biggest stories, talked about some risers, and we did a lot of predictions for 2020. So make sure you check that out if you missed it over the holidays. A couple of things here I just want to say about the pod, since this is the last episode of 2019. I thought it was a great year because of the guests who came on. Did a lot of really interesting interviews. Had some personal favorites that meant a lot to me. But just to give you a quick overview of the pod in 2019. If this is your first time listening and I can maybe hook you in as a subscriber. The year started off in January of 2019. And Steve Carell was on the podcast from The Office. So if you never listened to that episode, go check it out. It was in January of 2019, Steve Carell. And he was great, talked about, we got in depth on about three or four specific episodes of The Office. So just wanted to mention that. Also, if you are one of the WWE/wrestling fans who follows me, listens to the pod, we had some great ones. Renee Young was on recently, Triple H was on, but three biggies for me. Seth Rollins was on this year, and that podcast made a lot of news. In fact, WWE just used a portion of it in a documentary that they have on their WWE Network that came out a couple of weeks ago on Seth Rollins. Stone Cold came in studio, was phenomenal. Can't recommend that one enough. And Roman Reigns did his first long interview after coming back from his battle with leukemia with me on the SI Media Podcast. So that all that's in the archives from the past year. Just want to mention a couple of others. Troy Aikman, Jim Nantz, two of the top NFL broadcasters were on this podcast. They were great. Ryan Russillo was one of the most popular, most downloaded, listened to pods of the year for me. And also Stu Gatz from the Dan Le Batard show got a lot of pub because the Stu Gatz army is strong. And another one that we did early in the season in January that really was just a lot of fun and not a lot of work for me because I barely spoke was Bill Walton. So you should check all of those out if you missed any of those. Bill Raftery as well, I should mention. He was on the podcast this year and was great telling stories. And then on just a personal level for myself as a New Yorker who's followed New York media for a long time, Chris Mad Dog Russo was on this year in studio. And I went out to Yankee Stadium and had John Sterling and Susan Waldman, the voices of the New York Yankees, on the podcast. So check all of those out if you can. If you've missed any, go back into the archives. A lot of good stuff there. If you're not a subscriber, helps tremendously if you can subscribe and also rate and review on iTunes. If that's too much, if I'm pushing it, then I'll just take the subscribe and the download. So that was sort of the year in review of the SI Media Pod there for 2019. So pretty good to start off with Steve Carell in 2019. And we finished it off, like I said, with a year in review episode a couple of weeks ago with Andrew Marchand and John Oran. And check all those out. Couple of little things here I've written down. I have not written a train of thoughts column on SI.com for about a week, and I'm off for another week. And usually when that happens, I sort of check out of sports a little bit, except for obviously the NFL and college football. It's impossible to check out of those, watch all the games. So a couple of things on this. I'm taping this on Monday, December 30th. Obviously the big thing on Sunday was the Kevin Harlan call. If you have not heard it, just, you know, get on Twitter, get on Google, and, you know, search for Kevin Harlan calls two games. Harlan, who's outstanding, I did the SI Media Awards on SI.com in early December. If you haven't read those, checked those out, SI Media Awards. And I said the best call of 2019 was Kevin Harlan calling the black cat that got on the field during that Monday night game at MetLife Stadium. I think it was the Giants and Eagles. So he actually topped himself on Sunday, December 29th, getting in a late push here for Call of the Year, where he basically was calling the Chiefs game live in person, but was updating viewers on the Patriot-Dolphin game because seating was on the line between the Patriots and Chiefs. And Kevin was doing play-by-play for both games at once. If you somehow missed that clip somehow on Sunday, you must absolutely check that out. So do that. Also, I wanted to mention the NCAA got great ratings for their college football playoffs with the even with the LSU annihilation of Oklahoma, non-competitive game there. And then obviously they had the great Ohio State-Clemson game. Good ratings there for ESPN for the college football playoff. It helps when you have, you know, listen, you have named teams in there with LSU, Oklahoma, Ohio State. Clemson's been a dominating team as of late. And, you know, anyone could have won the Ohio State-Clemson game. The line was 2.5, so that generates some interest. And then I think LSU here has really become the story of the season, obviously, from the coach to the quarterback. I'll say this. This has nothing to do with sports media. You know, there's a lot of year-end awards, Sportsman of the Year and Athlete of the Year and AP Athlete of the Year and this and that. I'll say this. The single greatest athlete performance I've seen in 2019 from any athlete is Joe Burrow of LSU. I could not possibly be more impressed with him. He is going to be, I think, a legitimate big-time NFL quarterback. And to me, Joe Burrow has had the greatest season of any athlete in sports. And I think that's also helping with the ratings because there's a lot of buzz for Joe Burrow. And ESPN obviously can capitalize on that. And we'll see what happens in the final between Clemson and LSU. Another sports media thing that came up over the past couple weeks was the passing of Don Imus. You know, this is one of those weird things in the Twitter sort of era because I wasn't an Imus listener or fan, really. I was a Howard guy. I didn't hate Imus like a lot of the Howard Stern people. I just never listened to him, didn't find him funny, wasn't into his show. And, you know, when someone passes in sports media, people inevitably ask you, you know, what are your thoughts? And like, you know, if you don't really have any, you know, if I didn't listen to the guy, I wasn't really a fan, and you don't want to say that when someone passes. It's just bizarre that you know, everyone expects you to have a take or an opinion, and, you know, sometimes you just don't have any. But I did want to mention that because in New York, he was huge. And if you're in New York, you knew how important he was to WFAN. So that was obviously a big story over the Christmas break here. All right, those are pretty much, I have a note here that I wrote down, Eddie, and I have no idea what it was for. If it comes to me, I'll let you know. I have a little notepad here with some notes. I wrote down the word, oh, Eddie Murphy, that's what it was. Now I got it. Eddie Murphy Saturday Night Live was tremendous. I'm sure you've seen it. Monster ratings, everyone was talking about it. Big buzz, all the clips are on YouTube. Very few things today in this era live up to the hype. That lived up to the hype. It was beautiful to see. And if you've missed any of it, you must check out Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live. I should tell you also, I watched Dolomite Is My Name on Netflix over the break, and that was very, very good. He was great in that. So the Eddie Murphy comeback is in full swing, and it is phenomenal. All right, I want to get to this Twitter thing here that my followers had a lot of fun with, and I'll break it down for you in a sec. Let me just give you a couple of little pieces of information here about the SI Media podcast. This episode is sponsored by Roman. Talking about erectile dysfunction is never easy unless we just brush it off or blame ourselves. By saying things like, I lost my mojo, we really don't like to talk about it. Sometimes we just avoid it altogether with excuses like, I had a long day at work, or sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about. With a real doctor who can prescribe real medication, it's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. The doctor will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is also very simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/media and complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with the doctor and take care of it. Just go to Roman.com/media to get a free online visit and free two-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/media for a free visit to get started. GetRoman.com/media. All right, this episode of the SI Media Podcast is also sponsored by Zoom. Zoom didn't invent video conferencing, they just made it better. Now Zoom is how business gets done. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy app for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Turn any workspace into a modern, easy-to-use Zoom room, an enterprise-grade video conference room designed for instant collaboration with flawless video and audio, instant wireless content sharing, and a single tap of a button to start a meeting. And Zoom Phone works seamlessly from any device as your business phone system to make and receive phone calls, capture call recordings, and easily elevate from phone call to video if the need arises. Zoom is used by millions to connect around the world. Why wait any longer? Visit Zoom online and set up your free account today and meet happy with Zoom. All right, back to the podcast here. I wanted to tell you about this Twitter thing that I got into on Sunday. I had sent out a tweet Sunday afternoon about Twitter, and this was the tweet. I'll read it to you. I used to think humble brag was the dumbest thing on Twitter, but then along came first world problems, which was way dumber. But that's it. That's the tweet, is by far the dumbest, most awful thing people tweet now. So I see these tweets all the time where someone will say something, Tom Brady is the best quarterback ever. That's it. That's the tweet. And it's really not funny. It's really not amusing. It's really not creative. It's really not original. It's awful on every level. Most of my followers somehow agreed. But the fun part of that was then they all started to chime in with the things they hate on Twitter. I'm going to read you now some of the responses of the tweets that we all hate on Twitter. And it's usually just because people beat everything into a ground, because that's what Twitter is. If you maybe see something at first that's highly amusing, you then have to do it yourself and then over and over. And then, now listen, I will say this, that's it, that's the tweet, has never been amusing or funny. So I don't know how that got started or why that got started. Humble brag, I understand that was a long time ago. Thank God people don't do it now. But that's it, that's the tweet. I'm not sure what it accomplishes. But anyway, let me read you some of the replies here that people chimed in with, and let me know whether you agree or disagree that these are the terrible, terrible tweets that we see that need to stop. Okay, Nick Costos, who I did some gambling videos with, he still doesn't for SI.com. He chimed in with, that aged well. I agree with Nick. It's terrible when, you'll tweet. This is the problem with tweeting about sports. This is why I don't tweet about, like, actual sport opinions about players and games, because if you tweet like, this person played terribly in the first half, then they play well in the second half, someone will hit you with a that age well, and it's not funny. We have here Sean G215, @SeanG215. A lot of people sent this one in. I think this might be the number one most annoying tweet, when someone just retweets someone and writes this. What are you adding? What are you contributing? Why not just retweet it? Why are you adding the word this? It does nothing, accomplishes nothing. You're not funny. You're not creative. Stop. @XProofX chimes in with a tweet. He hates, quote, sir, this is a Wendy's. I agree that I don't, my thing is this, I don't know what that means. I don't know why it's funny. I don't know the background on it. It's not, I don't get it. I usually scroll right past those stupid ones. We got @B_Hammy84. He doesn't like the don't at me. I replied to him and told him I can't bash that because I use it all the time. I hate when I throw out an opinion and people then want to come back with something that like has nothing to do with what I'm saying. And so I'll throw out the don't at me sometimes. So I'm guilty of that one. If you hate it, I apologize. Got tons of replies for OK Boomer, which is a new one over the past couple of months that young people like to say to old people. I was surprised. The venom was really high for OK Boomer, and I think it's because it's new, and I don't think it's going to last, so I don't have the hatred for that. I mean, yes, it's stupid and not funny, but I think it'll die down. But it's obviously new, so there were a lot of OK Boomer replies. Someone replied, that's it, that's the tweet. This is at MikeGentile590, that's it, that's the tweet, is on the all-decade team for stupid things you read on social. And then here, at Kevin on CFB, Kevin McGuire, he has the top 10 worst things on Twitter of the past decade. So I have those for you. I'm just going to read you a couple more replies here. Let's see. I'm here for this, at MMF54. I don't hate that one. That one doesn't bother me. I'm here for this. I can see why it might bother others. That one, it doesn't, I can't say it annoys me too much. Asking for a friend, at RBL1081, yes. Asking for a friend is without a doubt a top three. Oh, this was, I got some of this here. The franchise, at the franchise NYC, I hate damn onions when someone is emotionally responding to something. Not the worst, but it drives me nuts. And someone else also said, they hate the I'm not crying, you're crying. I agree with all that. Like, if you're posting something that's emotional, sensitive, whatever, just post it. Say this, you know, this got me. You know, you don't need the onions. Is it dusty in here? I'm not, you know, we got it. No one wants to go on Twitter and say they were crying. Everyone's a big, bad toughy. Got a couple here. At Sir Bruce to use. He hates you win Twitter for the day. I also got another one about you win the internet. Those don't bother me. I can understand why they might bother someone else. I'm okay with it. Yes. This is another one. This is at Tony_Pumilia. Mr. Eggnog. Couldn't agree more. He hates what? Clapping. About. Clapping. Clapping. After. Clapping. Every word. Clapping. Yes. I hate when someone puts the hand clapping emoji after every word in the sentence. That's a top five annoying. Without a doubt. That was a good call. Yeah, the nobody ever. I don't get that one either. Like, no one, no one ever. Stupid, not funny, not creative. Don't get it. It's never made anyone laugh. Cosine at JB_Krug. Yes, cosine is another awful one. I shouldn't say it's all. It's fine. No, I don't think people use it as much now. But it's not, asking, they got another one here, at MikeGram14, asking for a friend. Yes, that is brutal on every level. So I'll give you the 10 that I think are the worst right now. I'll break it down for you. Without a doubt, it's hard to put these in order, but for me, the top three worst repetitive tweets of the decade. This, number one. Number two. The clapping. Number three, asking for a friend. Those are the three worst, I think, by far. The word thread, when someone retweets a thread instead of just retweeting the tweets, is up there. That's number four. Sir, this is a Wendy's. Number five. Nobody ever. Number six. I'm not crying, you're crying. Onions, it's dusty in here. Number seven. Humble brag. Number eight. First world problems. Number nine. And that aged well. Number 10. Those are by far, I think, the 10 worst tweets that people just do over and over and over again on Twitter. And if you do this, please stop. Don't ever tweet those things. Just stop yourself from doing it. No one thinks you're funny. No one thinks you're creative. No one thinks you're original. No one's going to follow you because of it. No one's going to like the tweet. I do, though, I have to say, OK Boomer, if it continues, will make the list. I think we're okay there, though. I think it'll die down. A lot of hatred, though, right now for OK Boomer. And I'm okay with Don't At Me. I use it. I like it. If you guys think that's a bad one, let me know. Maybe I'll stop using it. But I'm good with Don't At Me. All right, so that is the top 10 worst things about Twitter. All right, I told you I was going to try to pull off a little surprise here. If you follow me on Instagram and Twitter, especially Instagram, but Twitter too, a lot of you out there are big fans of my dad because he is technologically unsavvy, and that's a nice way of putting it. He doesn't know what he's doing with electronics, and I often post videos of him just not knowing what he's doing. I mean, he once called me and said his email was broken. So I thought I would call him, get him on, and have him talk about electronics for a moment. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call him right now. Now, listen, the sound quality will probably be terrible because it's just going to be on speakerphone through a microphone because I'm taping this from home, not in the SI studios this week. So deal with the sound, bad sound quality. I'm going to call him right now. He doesn't know I'm calling. Let's see how long it takes him to pick up. He never really picks up before three or four rings because he doesn't know what he's doing with his phone. All right, so I'm going to call him. Let's see how this goes. Here we go. Let me jack up the volume here. Okay. Two rings. Three rings.
Hello?
Dad.
Hi.
You're live on my podcast, so don't say anything offensive. You could curse, but don't say anything offensive. I'm recording you.
Why?
Do you know what a podcast is?
It's the thing you talk to people or something.
Right. So I'm talking to you right now because people just,
yeah.
People were asking me if you had any like electronic catastrophes over the holidays.
No, because I didn't do anything.
So everything's good right now. Do you need me to like come over and help with anything? What needs to be done?
No, I'm good.
You're good? What do you have right now? You have the iPad, the iPhone, and you have a Kindle, right?
Yeah.
Now, how did you learn how to use the Kindle? Because I don't even have one. I don't know how to use one.
Well, it's pretty easy. I had no choice because I like to read and I want to read.
Is there anything you want to get next, like for electronics? What do you have your eye on?
Well, there's a lot of things on the TV that I got to fix.
Such as?
I can only take two things at the one time.
Right, we went through this.
And I want to get Netflix and... What's that one? Hulu?
You know you have to pay for those things.
I'm already paying over $300.
I told you a million times, you have Netflix on your iPad with my account.
I know. That's not the same as watching it on TV.
All right. Should I tell people how you fell for a fake email 2 months ago and gave out your social security number?
And I knew it was wrong, and I did it anyway. And I don't know why.
Because it was from Apple iTunes, and you thought it was real, and you gave everyone your information. You stopped, though, at giving them your credit card information, right?
Right.
But you get...
Did the Social Security, that was the red flag.
Yeah, after you hit send. It's not funny. It's not funny.
I did it, and I knew it was wrong, and as soon as I did it, I was sorry.
Yeah, because then I had to come in for the rescue.
Yeah, no.
Then I had to come in for the rescue.
Right. As usual.
Yeah. All right. I'll call you in a little while.
All right. I'm sure I'll have some kind of problem.
Yes, I have no doubt. Let's try to end the year on a high note.
Okay.
Goodbye. All right. That was Dad. He was chipper today. He did, on Christmas Eve, he told me that he couldn't find YouTube on his phone. It took him about 3 minutes, but then he found it. So I didn't really want to call him out for that. All right, so that's my dad. That is the end of this podcast, and we'll see you next year. All right, that wraps up this end of 2019 episode of the SI Media Podcast. Different format. Hope you got through it quickly and painlessly. We'll be back to our regular interviews, guests, and everything starting next week in 2020. Hope all of you out there have a very happy, safe, healthy new year. Thanks for listening to the SI Media Podcast, and please subscribe, rate, and review. Take care.